two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Dow Jones Industrial Average sank 800 points today. That after the bond market flashed a warning sign about a possible recession. I'm Maria Chaleos.
Second, developing news in Salt Lake City, where a busy downtown street's been shut down due to a suspicious package at 280 East 600 South. Portions of 2nd and 3rd East are closed between 5th and 7th South. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever.
We've had an accident in the Sandy area, southbound I-15, not very far from 106 South. It's pretty much in the cleanup stages, and it really hasn't caused any delay. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine up to 94. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
93 degrees, and now KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Scott Goldberg. The Dow Jones Industrial Average had its worst day so far this year, losing 800 points today. That's 3%, and it follows a warning from the bond market in the form of an inverted yield curve. When short-term interest rates go higher than long-term rates. In the past, that's meant there's a recession coming.
It has been a bellwether ahead for stocks previously and for recessions. In 2007, that is the last time you saw the yield curve go inverted. And Wall Street is always looking for signals, always looking for information. This is one piece of information, as is the fact that trade with China tariffs have been an uncertainty hanging over the market.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis. More from ABC's Terry Moran.
Especially in a campaign year, the president is the one who gets the credit when the economy is good and gets the blame when the economy is bad. President Trump is acutely aware of this.
And on Twitter, the president is blaming the Federal Reserve for what happened today, once again criticizing the Fed for not lowering interest rates more. For the first time since accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein died of an apparent suicide, there's a lawsuit against his estate filed today by Jennifer Arreos, who's now 32.
Jeffrey Epstein and his network of enablers stole from me. They robbed me of my youth, my identity, my innocence, and my self-worth.
She says she was 15 when Epstein raped her. In New York today, a new law went into effect, opening up the statute of limitations to allow new lawsuits for past victims of sex abuse. More from ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
We spoke with James Grind, who says he was molested as a child for years by former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. Under this new law, he's filing a lawsuit against the Archdiocese of New York and the Roman Catholic Church. Grind says that McCarrick had been sexually abusing him since he was a child.
The current Archbishop of New York called it a dark day for the church. In Hong Kong, a quieter day. Pro-democracy protesters mostly left the airport, which reopened. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
Back to school. Back to school. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
For a long time, educators had to look far beyond reading, writing, and math as they dealt with students who filled their classrooms. Back to school, KSL News Radio's Mark Juke reports this year about a quarter of Utah's students will be the beneficiaries of a federal grant focused not on grades, but on mental health.
This will begin the first full school year in the Cache, Alpine, and Jordan districts under the so-called AWARE grant, Advancing Wellness and Resilience in Education. The aim is to help educators, parents, and others find young people who, for whatever reason, are struggling. Get them help.
And that could be teachers or parents or community members, so anyone who's working with youth.
Christy Walker is a safe and healthy schools coordinator with the state school board. She says it's really about offering mental health first aid.
And it's meant to help kind of bridge that gap between the schools ability to intervene and provide resources, and the community mental health organization.
Kim Meyer is the suicide prevention administrator with the Utah Office of Human Resources.
Just really looking for changes, whatever those look like, and, you know, letting kids know that we're noticing them. We know that there's a lot going on in their development, but when we notice these big changes, we're going to check in with them about them.
Grant money is available for the next 4 years. Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.
You've been listening to The In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 319 now. Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Here's Ricky Meese.
Southbound on I-15, heavy and slow, going from Murray into Midvale, but by the time you're passing 90th South in Sandy, you're looking good from there all the way to Provo. Now, we also have traffic starting to build northbound I-15 between 114th South up to the South Interchange. Eastbound I-80, seeing some of the usual construction traffic slowing things down between Bangor Highway and I-215's West Belt. Also starting to see traffic building around the intersection southbound, 5600 West between I-80 and 3500 South. Also, we've had a report of an accident on SR-36 in Tooele. It's affecting traffic in both directions at Erta. The center lane is closed to traffic. Steve?
And we still have that closure in downtown Salt Lake City. 3rd East is shut down between 5th and 7th South in Salt Lake due to a police action. Plus, a fresh crash, 1300 East Brickyard Road. North and southbound I-15 in great shape in both directions from Salt Lake and Brigham City. No issues so far. It's Siegel Books. Back to basic sales. Save 40% on Ultimate Camis, $6.99, and Ultimate Scoops, $8.99. And an additional 20% off clearance price, Sweet Salt Clothing at Siegel Book. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9s, the 7-day forecast now. And here's Grant Lehman.
Plenty of sunshine today. High temperatures topping out at 94. Tomorrow, 95, and mostly sunny skies. Backs off just a little bit for Friday and Saturday. Friday, 92, and mostly sunny. And mostly sunny on Saturday, up to 93. Heats back up Sunday, 96, and lots of sunshine. 96 Monday, mostly sunny, and getting hotter. Tuesday, 97, and mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
93 degrees, what could be the last gasp of summertime.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
Think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme. And put your car on cruise and lay back, because it's summertime.
Hi, this is Carol Royce with KW Utah Realtors Keller Williams Realty. If you're thinking of selling your luxury home, call me. I have hundreds of ready buyers in my exclusive database ready to buy high-end luxury homes now. As a matter of fact, your home may already be sold with the Carol Royce team. My Ready Home Buyer system could have the perfect buyer for your luxury home. By the way, these are not investors, but real buyers who are looking for a luxury home just like yours. Call me and I will show you how I've been able to sell faster and for top dollar. Remember, I am the agent with the buyers. I know how to get my sellers the most money for their high-end homes and make the whole process as easy as possible. I want to be your realtor. All you need to do is call me, Carol Royce, 801-803-6211. That's 801-803-6211. Or go to CarolHasTheUtahBuyers.com. That's CarolHasTheUtahBuyers.com.
Sell your home fast for top dollar. Call Carol Royce, 803-6211.
Sting with the Utah Symphony, conducted by Rob Mathis, presented by Zions Bank. Sting, performing his most celebrated songs, reimagined for symphonic arrangement. A benefit for Zion National Park, Saturday, August 31st, USANA Amphitheater. Tickets on sale now at Smith's Tix. Sting, celebrating 100 years of Zion National Park.
We have to talk about it.
Nope, I don't wanna.
We have to.
No.
But we need life insurance.
La, 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 I am not listening to you. La,
so
la,
you
la,
don't
la.
Love me then?
What? Oh, fine. We need life insurance, but all the paperwork, it's such a pain.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos? Is that some kind of yoga thing?
No, Ethos is life insurance for people like us.
Like us?
People who don't have time for fine print, insurance jargon, and hidden fees.
Yeah, I pretty much hate all that stuff.
Of course you do. With Ethos, you can apply online, and there is a policy for every budget.
Really?
Yes. The online application only takes 10 minutes, and you'll be taking the first step in ensuring the kids and I will be safe, even if something unexpected happens.
Ethos brings you choices that don't require an in-person meeting with an agent, and in most cases, there's no need for a doctor's appointment.
Feel better?
Yeah. I do.
Ethos, life insurance made simple. Apply online in just 10 minutes. Get a free instant quote now at ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com. ethoslife.com.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL News Radio. Chaos on Wall Street today. The market tanked after the bond market flashed a warning sign about a possible recession. First time it's done that since 2007. What happened? Long-term interest rates fell lower than short-term interest rates. It's called an inverted yield curve, and Wall Street considers it a warning that a recession is 6 to 18 months away. So the Dow plunged 800 points today to 25,479. The S&P 500 dropped 85 points. The NASDAQ Composite lost 242. A big American fork-based business analytics company is hiring some big names. The Deseret News reports Domo is bringing on three executives who previously worked with Adobe and Microsoft. KSL Drives Ford is recalling the 2020 Explorer and the Lincoln Aviator SUV over a possible crash risk. The company says the cars may be missing a part that keeps the car from moving while parked. To see if your vehicle's affected, you can Google Ford Explorer recall. Walmart has taken down about 1,000 third-party items from its website in the wake of two mass shootings. The company says the products violate its policy against glorifying violence. Some of the items include pro-gun T-shirts. KSL News Time 326. Do you own a 15-inch MacBook Pro? Leave it at home if you're leaving on a jet plane.
Over 432,000 15-inch Apple MacBook Pros sold between 2015 and 2017 are under recall because their batteries could overheat and spark fires. The FAA has told airlines about the recall and is reminding them of rules that any lithium battery recalled must not be carried on a plane or packed in luggage. Apple will replace your battery for free, but if it hasn't been replaced, then the 15-inch MacBook Pro cannot be brought on board. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Ruh-roh, I have one of those sitting in a closet. I don't think I'll plug it in.